Shuz Khochum or Dasra Shlita Khoshwacha Koil. Bene Tyra, Khaiva Tyra, Lim the Tyra, Stomach Machzika Tyra. Zois Khanike, very interesting thing is that Ritzarika Koyin of Lublin, in his Tyra on Khanike, he mentions that the shame Zois Khanike that has been adopted, at least now, last year, certainly in the Oilam Achasidus, Leniska Bishum Mokoi. If you go back in early sources, you don't find anywhere that the last day of Chanukah should be called, in fact, Zois Chanukah. He says, Va'av Shleniska Zeb Rishoinim, even though it's not mentioned anywhere, even Rishoinim, certainly not earlier. Nevertheless, says Reb Tzadik, interesting word, the way he says, Kim Shenikra Kain Bifi Rav Yisrael, being that this is the way it is called, Bevadai Yeshloi Mokim Bedivre Torah. I say this because I remember many years ago, being at a Sheva Brochus, and a Rav was saying Hoshtikal Torah on a Mamre Chazal that doesn't exist. He asked the Kasha, regarding the Loshen, then Soited Abdeis, and Mesechtes Psochim Arvi Psochim, Koshe Zivugoi Shalodom Kikris Yamsuf, the Loshen Shalodom, does not say that. See, the mistake is it says koshen mizoynoisov shel odon kikriyas yamsu. By Zivik it says v'koshen lezavkon kikriyas yamsu. So they had hostical Torah, atim kriyim odon, venu misoylem kriyim odon, no such a man mechazal. But I forenfered him. Reb Tzadik says, if the Welt adopts a loshen, it means something. The ganze Welt does say it that way. Koshen zivuga shel odon. Here anybody mentioning that man mechazal, this is the way they quote it. Koshen zivuga shel odon. As a matter of fact, Reb Tzadik goes further. Reb Tzadik says, we find even B'yoysa, we find in Chazal, Haini D'yom Renshe, this is what people say. Do we care what people say? But the Gemara quotes that as a raya sometimes. Haini D'yom Renshe. Is a simen that if people have adopted something, so Haini D'yom Renshe, so therefore there is some meaning behind it. So as a result, Reb Tzadik L'shitosa goes on to try to explain the inyan of Zois Chanukah. And we would like to go a little bit of a different derech, just to mention just one more nekuda regarding Zois Chanukah, and that is that the original Rebbe, the Chorin of Rocha, mentioned, and this brought down the Sefer Ner Yisroel, the Biyana Rebbe's reprinted, the different chalokim of the Sefer Ner Yisroel from Reb Strolch originer. The original had said that which tzaddikim are able to poil on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he said, every Yid is able to poil on Zois Chanukah. That which tzaddikim are able to poil on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is every Yid is able to poil if you do the right thing on Zois Chanukah, you take advantage of the tremendous hashpoyah that one is able to absorb and to be koyne on Zois Chanukah. Tremendous koyach what Zois Chanukah means. And maybe to try to explain a little bit also what Zois Chanukah means, that's it. Chanukah avadah v'yivosu Yaakov levadoi. Yaakovina was left alone. V'yovik yishim adalois ha-shachar. So the Balotayis is quote Rashi, what Rashi tells us, that melamed shechoz al-pachim kitanim. V'yivosu Yaakov levadoi, why did he go back? He went back to fetch the small jugs, the small pitchers. He went back for pachim kitanim, and the Balotayis is also semach ledover, because it says levadoi, atikro levadoi, elo lekadoi. Lekadoi. And then the Balatoyz say another thing, Dovracha, he says, Levado is a Loshen base habad. It's a place where you press oil. So Vivosa Yankov Levadoi, pressing oil. So Mamele, the derech is Lahatzniya, where do you, after you press oil, where do you keep it? You keep it in Pachim Kitanim. So because that is the remez of the words, Vivosa Yankov Levadoi, that he went for Pachim Kitanim. Trying to find some source in the words that it means Pachim Kitanim. Comes the Marshal, the Marshal says, and bring the following Chazal. Kribohu said to Yaakov Avinu, Ato Mosarto Nafshecho, you were Moshe Nefesh to go back because of Pachim Kitanim, as we saw, by Yovik Yishimoy. Tremendous struggle, tremendous tension. Could have Chaz V'Shalom gone the other way. Yaakov Avinu was Moshe Nefesh to go back for the Pachim Kitanim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecho, Ani Ashalom Lebanecho, I will pay back something later, future day or something else with the Pachim Kitanim. And that will be, says, when it will come the nest of the Bnei Chashmenoi, shenas a nest al yidei pach koton. So somehow here we have sort of like a gzeir shove. Yaakovino goes back for pachim ketanim, and at the same time we find that pachim ketanim, that klal Yisrael midik and egimidu will be zeichet to the nest of the pach shemen. What shaykhus, Rabbi said, does it have the pachim ketanim of Yaakovino to the nest of Chanukah, which is the pach shemen? If you open up that Medrash Rabbah, right away by Bria Soilam Vahat, Soysa Soyu Vavayu Vachoshech Apanei Sohoim, Chazal say, what is Choshech? Choshech is a Yovan. Choshech is referring to Yovan. Say Chazal, Shechshichu Eneim Shol Yisrael. And the question is, why is Yovan referred to as Choshech? Was it specifically in Yovan that Yovan is referred to as Choshech? One could understand it because you know that the Goyin had a brother, Rav Avrom, and writes down in Sefer Malos HaTorah, Malos HaTorah Beno Avrom Achi Agro, says the following. The Torah, of course, is called Or, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. So anything which is the antithesis, anything which is the opposite of Torah, is in direct defiance of Torah, is Choshech. Torah is called Or. And Memela, he says, being that Torah is called Or, Havle Oilam Azeh is called automatically Choshech. Havle Oilam Azeh is automatically called Choshech. The Pesuk says, V'hoyo B'machshoch Maseyem. Nameloi Bazoi, if Havle Oilam Azeh is called Choshech, we know Chazal tell us that of anything that Yevonim stood for, the idea that Yevonim were Mishuke B'tavas Oilam Azeh. The essence of Yevon, the Metzias of Yevon. Yovan, the hallmark of Yovan, what defined Yovan as a people, Yovan were people that were Mishuka, they were into Tavas Oilam Hazeh. As we find among the Gzeiras of Yovan, Yovan was that Evi Psula, Hanisei, Teboi, Lahegim, and Tchilis, so further. Also the Rambam Mefurish, Rambam's Loshin and Perigimel, Hilkes Chanike, Yovanim, Poshtu, Yedeim, Bimemoinam, Ubivnoiseyem. So Yovan basically is to be Mishuka Boilam Hazeh. If the Malas HaTorah tells us, Havla Oilam Hazeh is Choshech, Memela, Yovan isn't Oilam Hazeh. So for Choshech Zu Yovan, Torah is Or, Torah is light, but Havla Oilam Hazeh, that is Choshech. Many years ago we had Rav Yankel Galinsky, famous Magid, a few times spent the Shabbos in our neighborhood, spoke by Shalosh Yudas. And once he started, basically he started like this, he says, looking around the world, we see that we're living in a world, he says, where all the midos are bottle. All the midos are bottle, except one midah. Midah keneged midah. Midah keneged midah still is around. The way that you conduct yourself, the way a yid behaves, then hogev a yid, be midah shodah moided, is moided in boy. That midah still remains. Of all the midahs that become bottle, but the one midah still remains. And that's the midah keneged midah. He went out to say, and he said the following. He says, Kedaki Bekoidish, as his derech was, he said there was a yid standing at a street corner. And he waiting for people, for handouts, people to have a couple of dollars. Lamai said people used to give him 50 cents. And this is the way it went. People passed by, they gave him a half a dollar. This yid hears that about two blocks away, there's somebody else also standing at a corner, and people are giving him dollars. The way Bianca Galinsky says it, so the Yid wants to find very curious. He says, we're doing the same thing. How come I'm only getting half a dollar? And he's getting a dollar. So he figured, you know what, I'll go and ask him. Listen, he's two blocks away. He's not competition. He's not the same place. So the Yid told him, he says, listen, I'm a Chassidish Yid. Chassidish Yid to give more to the guy who looks like you. Said, oh. Oh yeah, what does he do? Right away, you know, takes a ride down to Brooklyn to G&G clothing. This place is all right. And he puts on, you know, buys all the Chassidish clothing. And it worked. From now on, people were giving him dollars. A while later, he finds out that a different part of town, there's a yid also standing at the corner, and he gets $5. $5. What's the guy, Zoichet, to get $5? So they get to ask the yid, why are you getting $5? And the yid says, I want you to know, he says, that I'm a ger. People have a sensitivity when it comes to ger. A ger, you get $5. Okay? He goes back, he puts up a sign, I am a ger. And sure enough, it works. People are now giving him $5. And then he hears, one more, Rabbi Yisrael. And then he hears that further away there's somebody else. People give him Poshet $10. $10? Why do you give him $10? Goes over and asks the Yid, and the Yid says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I'm an Einik called the Baal Shem Tov. Or say the Goyen, if you want to say. Says, I'm an Einik called the Baal Shem Tov. And I'm the Baal Shem Tov. Gets $10. He comes back, puts up a sign, I'm a ger and a 90 called the Baal Shem Tov. People don't realize, of course, you can't have it both ways. Either you're a ger, then you can't be a 90 called the Baal Shem Tov. If you're a 90 called the Baal Shem Tov, then you can't be a ger. The Nikudi Rabbeisai, you can't have both Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Habo. The Choy Vosavavos points out, in Shar Chet Ben HaNefesh, Perek Zion, he says, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are so two opposites, then the same way that you can't have Eish and Mayim, that's the moshul that he gives. Everybody understands you can't have Eish and Mayim together. To be in one kli, the same way as Eish and Mayim cannot coexist, they cannot live in harmony one with the other, the same way Olam Hazeh, if you want Olam Hazeh, if that's what you're looking for, then you have to be Mevater a lot on Olam Haba. And if it's Olam Haba that you really want, then you can't really have Olam Hazeh. So the Choshech HaPnei Tzohoim. Choshech stands for Yovan because Yovan is into Havla Olam Hazeh. And that's the opposite of Torah. Torah is in fact Torah Zor. So we find in fact by the Tfilah of Alanisim, when we find that we say Lashkicham Torah Secho, what's the Pshat Lashkicham Torah Secho? What type of Torah can you be mashkiach? Torah shebiksav is written out. Torah shebal peh, it's called Torah shebal peh. Lashkicham Torah secho means they wanted to be mashkiach, get the Eden to forget Torah shebal peh. Shaykh Rabbi said, what was the strategy? What was the strategy of the Yevonim? How do you make somebody forget something? Right? It's in your memory. If you either forget, if you remember, you don't remember. But Shaykh to say Lashkicham Torah secho. The Yisoid Adova Rabbi Sai is a well-known Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach. Now, Shtachum and Pashas Noach says the following. And it's Yidua, it is brought down the Gabbat to answer the Kasha that the Rishonim has Toysvus of Mplatz and Ort and Shabbos Peches regarding the fact is that Yidin already said Nasa Venishma and the Gemara says, Vizyatsu Vitaktu Sahor and Rav Chome, Badim and Barchase, Malamet Shikof Aleim and Kodesh Baruch Hu Har Kigigis, Kodesh Baruch Hu forced them, Matem and Kabbalim and Satoy and Mutav, Vimlav Shom Tehei Kiburaschem. So Toysos asks, why do you have to force them? The Rishonim. They already said Nasa Venishma. So they all bring down, but it's a Dazakin and Balatoysos also. Brings down, it's a Medrash Tanchuma. Peshachuma says the following. Peshachuma says the basic idea is the Yidin said Nasa Venishma and Toysos Biksav. Toysos Bapeh, they were not ready to accept. But here's the word. The Loshim of the Medrash Tanchuma. Posuk says in Iyuv, Lotimotze be'erach tzachayim. What does that mean? The Torah will not be found in the land of the living. Well, where else will it be found? What does it mean, loy timotze be'eretz achayim? Say, Chazal, the pshat is, umay loy timotze be'eretz achayim, dechi be'eretz hamesim timtso? Where else will Torah be found be'eretz hamesim? What does it mean, Torah will not be found be'eretz achayim? Says the Medrash, eloish loy timotze Torah shebopeh, etzel mi sheyevakish oynig ho'oylom taive v'kovet igdula bo'oylom hazeh, el b'mi shemei misatzim olel. In other words, the Motzah Be'eretz Achayim, you're not going to find those B'zvil Machin Alem. You want to live in Olam Hazeh. That's what it means. The Motzah Be'eretz Achayim. Somebody who is interested in pursuing Olam Hazeh. Any aspect of Olam Hazeh has many different Pratim of Taivas. It's not limited to one Taivas. Olam Hazeh has a whole host of Taivas. Therefore, the Medrash Tanchuma gives a moshul. He says it could be, he's looking for Oyne, it could be Taiva, it could be Kovet, it could be Gdula. The Aleph Hashin and Zachim. Linfi She'ein Loimed Oysa. To learn Torah Shebal Peh, who learns Torah Shebal Peh? Ein loy meroy salami she oye vakodesh bochu bechol liboy u bechol nafshoy u bechol moidoy. Shenemar, vahafta sa shem la kecho bechol avov bechol nafshoy u bechol moidoy. How do you know that vahafta has to do with limit at Torah? What says after that? Umenayim? Because it says, vahoy advar moele, says the posik, I shenoyche mitzav chayim. Vahoy advar moele Torah. So Torah is connected with vahafta. In order for a person to be zoichet, to learn Torah Shebal Peh, you have to give up. You don't give up unless you really have a Havas Hashem. Why would a person give up Olam Hazeh? In order to motivate a person to give up oil mazeh, is only on the Misha Oyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Liboy, B'chol Nafshe, B'chol Miyoidoy. Then V'hoyu HaDvorim Hoyle. Which you have here, one of the Choshe Rosh Yeshivas once said, it means, when you learn Torah Shabbateh, you have two kiyumim. You become a mitzvah, of course, of Limud HaTorah, you also become a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Two kiyumim you have, that's what comes out here from this Medrash. Two kiyumim. Say Chazal, therefore, that the klal is, and by the way, if the Eid is at Talmud Shal Alev, if the Lamed Chosh, if Parsha Rishoyin Shal Krishma, Ein Bo Matan Schar Be Oil Amazeh. Interesting thing. Parsha Shni, it says, the Parsha Shni, it says, V'nasati Metar Arzachem. The first Parsha doesn't say that. Why? Metar Arzachem is in Yon Oil Amazeh. Because Parsha Rishoyin is talking about how is a person Zoyche to Kinyan HaTorah. How? V'hafta Shem L'kecha B'chol V'ofer V'chol Nafshol. You have to give up. You have to sacrifice Oil Amazeh. Mefurish in Chazal, Mefurish in Medrash Tanchuma. That is the way. That is the only way. The Lamedcha again. She call me she oyev oysher. The Tainug ain't a yochel lil matayre she bape. Therefore, the matan schar is oilam habo. We don't want to confuse you by showering you with a lot of oilam hazeh as schar, because that's going to be the antithesis. That's the opposite. That's going to be a hindrance. That's just stand in the way. So therefore, schar for limud tayre she bape is not schar oilam hazeh. Because if we're going to shower you a lot of blessings, you're going to be connected to Oilam Hazeh. And that's just the opposite of how to be koine Torah Shabbat Peh. Oibazoi, if the Yisoid, to be koine Torah Shabbat Peh, even a person has to be mevater on Tanuge Oilam Hazeh, we can understand very well that that is why the Yevonim were loichim b'miyuchit keneged Torah Shabbat Peh. Lashkichem Torah Secho. Because the whole Metzias of Yevonim is Tavas Oilam Hazeh. That was the whole Metzia, that was their essence, that was their lifestyle. Olympics, bodybuilding, that was all about everything, the union of the goof. And being that Tavas Oilam Hazeh is a steerer, because if you want to have Torah Shabbat Peh, then you have to go to totally different Ashkofe. Yevonim were into Oilam Hazeh, therefore they were Loichem Keneged Torah Shabbat Peh. Because that totally is a steerer. Steerer, Torah Shabbat Peh is a total steerer to the entire lifestyle. Tell lifetime of the of Yevonim. Bemis, it's Ad Kedei Kach, you know, it's a Dover Nifle with the Chesam Sofer tells us. You know, V'Koizai Telechum Nismatik Yishmech Abitim, listen to this Chesam Sofer. Chesam Sofer says, Nu, V'Chaltam Lachmachem L'Soiva. So Rashi says there, you're going to be able to eat your bread to satisfaction, you'll be satiated. So Rashi says, Igvaldu Yenes is going to happen. Oichel Kimo, Mizborach B'Meyov. Remember that Rashi? Oichel Kimo B'Meyov means you'll be able to eat a little bit, have to eat a lot. Now you're gonna have to eat a lot. Oichel kimo, you can eat a little bit, and it's gonna be mizbarach b'meyov, and you can be satisfied. The brach will come into the stomach. Some sefer asks, why does the kosher brach make a nest like that? Is there a shortage of food? Pasuk begins beferish lahefech, koisa telechu v'nasat gishmech biton, right? And it says Ravetza saw the eaten. It says all tremendous brach. There'll be a lot of peiros, and there won't be a shortage of food. So eat another slice of bread. What's the big deal? Kosher brach makes a nest. Oichel kimo mizbarach b'meyov. Says some sefer. Why is all this happening? It's happening is what? Mechakoyza telechum is yitiyu amelim b'teire. Amelim b'teire cannot allow that a person should indulge in tavas achila. And therefore, it's kedai, says some sefer, because Baruch Hu should make an S that eat less, oichel kimo mizbarach b'meyov, in order to protect the integrity of Amelus B'Toyre, to be able to be Zoyche Tekinyan HaToyre. Because Tavas Oilam Hazeh is a stira. Is a stira. The stira Tekinyan HaToyre. And certainly Torah Shabbat Peh, as we've just seen. It's Kedai for Kishu Baruch Hu said the Chesam Sofer to make it. There's enough food! But maybe you shouldn't have to eat all that food. Eat less. Oichel Kimo Mizborach B'Meyov. May the less Gashmi is that you put into your goof, you put into your body, Mamelo you'll be in tune to have Kinyan HaToyre. Now, Balaturim says, in Parshas Voschanon, on the Pasuk, V'haftos Hashem Elokecho, V'chol Avavcho, V'chol Nafshecho, V'chol Moedecho. Give me an example, V'chol Moedecho means with all your possessions. With all your possessions. Who would you point to? An example, who is V'chol Moedecho? Says the Balaturim, Ki Yaakov. A dugma, a sample of someone who is ready to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol mo'oidoi, b'chol mo'oidecho, is Ki Yaakov, the chsev bei, because by Yaakov loshen abalaturim, it says by Yaakov, v'chol asher titen li aser asven loch. V'chol asher titen li aser asven loch. Yaakovin is ready to give. Yaakovin is ready to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see, the way the Balaturim clearly explains it, Yaakovin was someone who is oyev es Hashem, loved Hashem, served HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ma'odoy. We also find, in addition to that, that Yaakovin, in fact, was a mistapik b'murit. He was not looking for tanuga elamazeh. Where else is the raya? Where is the same parts of a yetzay? Immediately came modi. What's after that? V'nosan li. What? Lechem le'echol. We'll beg a little bit. Rabbi Yisrael, what else do you do with food? Lechem le'echol. What's the word le'echol? What else? Beg it little bush. What's the little bush? What else do you do with the beg it? So Rabbeinu Bechaya, if not, Yaakovin was saying, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm not asking. I'm not asking for abundance of food. I'm not asking food to storage away, because all I want is lechem lechol, enough bread for me to eat. Beg it, little bush. I'm not looking for a lot of begodim. For this event, this kind of a beg it. For that event, another kind of a beg it. No. All I want is beg it, little bush. Yaakovinu was a mistapik b'mu'et. That is the essence of Yaakovinu. He's the dugmas of the balaturim b'chol ma'oido. He's ready to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakovinu was the mistapik b'mu'et. And therefore Yaakovinu was zoichet to be the amoid ha-toyra. Of all the yovis of Rom Avinu, Yitzchak, each one had its midah. Rom Avinu's chesed, Yitzchak was gvura. Yaakovinu, Yaakov ishtam yoshev aholim. By the way, Yaakovinu, who is his rebbe? Which yeshiva did he go to? Shem v'yever. Many years ago we had the schus, Yibad l'chaim, Hagoyer ibn Nosing Shtetner. Used to come many years, mamish year after year. Used to come to our neighborhood. Matter of fact, used to come from Daniel Steinberg. He started out coming by me, but Daniel asked, can I have the schus, you should come with me. Okay, you want to get it? Year after year. So in one of the events, he said, listen, the problem is that today in Oilin HaYeshivas, he said, Yid Bechal was a Yoyrish of the Derech Chassam Sofer. He's a Chassam Sofer Einikel anyway. And Oilin HaYeshivas have a totally Derech Halim, but that wasn't the problem. The problem is, he says, that many times, of course, the way you see it in Yeshivas, where you go through a whole Zaman, they cover 10 blot, or maybe 12 blot, whatever the Yeshivas. So it comes that you never cover any ground. So the pshat is, you have to have sort of a balance. You have to have a shir riyun, avada. And at the same time, also it should be a shir bekiyas. And many mekoyimus have that, to an extent, they have that. So he says like this. Shame. Shame, the name of a person. The name of a person, as you know, is the essence of a person. The essence, the koyach achius of a person lies in his name. That's why, for the shomim, you have a choyli, you change the name. And one of the reasons you change the name is it becomes a different person. Why does it become a different person? Gave him a different name. Because the essence of a person, a name is not just a label attached to a person. It's not a person with a name. The essence of a person, the chius of a person, that's his name. The Chaim Elojan says, Nefesh Chaim. What's the big deal? Nova Richin gave name. He says, you're a bear, you're a lion, you're a this, you're a... Anybody could give names. But it would be so bad if he calls a giraffe a lion and recalled, right? Would it be so gefährlich? So for now, I'm calling that way. What's an afkin? So Nefesh Chaim points out that the Rishon was yoyred to the panemius and the characteristic of each and every animal to understand it, and the name basically defined, in Loshon Kodesh, not in English, the name in Loshon Kodesh defined the essence, the metzias of the teichen of that particular chaya, that particular animal. And so to a name which is given to a person, that defines the chius. By the way, in one of the Sifra Chassidus, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim ala Torah, it was a Talmud of Reb Mechel Zlotchever. They were against, by the way, they were against changing names of Choylem, because it says in order to take the liberty to change the name of a Choyle, you have to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh to know that the name that you are changing, you are giving, that name is passing to give that person the Koyach Achius. In other words, sometimes a Choyle, this is what he says, sometimes a Choyle is only hanging on the little bit that he is, he's never chacholim mesukim. But the little bit that he's still hanging on is because that name. When you change the name, you may be taking away that little bit of koyach achius, and you're giving it back something else, which is wrong, which is not giving. So unless you're Baal Ruach HaKodesh to know that the name that you're giving really is able to give chius to that person, don't get involved with changing names. And therefore, there are, it's Kever, I think, I believe. They don't change names, no matter what the situation is. A kaponim. So the name is the essence of a person. That is the name. As a matter of fact, take the word neshama, the middle letters of the word neshama is shame. That's the soul. the pnimius, the name of a person, the essence. When you learn a sugya be'iun, shame ve'ever, shame, they learn the essence of a sugya, that's what shame is. They learn be'iun. Ever, he said, bavor be'alma, that's the key. Yaakovina had both. Yaakov Yishtam said, Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Yoishev Oyholim, both, shame ve'ever. You learn be'iun, that's shame, the essence of a sugya. And also ever, bavor be'alma, that's the inner be'kias. Had a shleimus and toil in both levels, in both areas. In any case, a Yaakov Avinu Lamaisa was the Amoid HaTorah. We can see why. Because being that the Tanai of Kinyan of Torah Shebal Peh is to be Mevater, to be Memayis in Tanuga Olam Hazeh, Yaakov Avinu tells us the Balaturim, he was the one who was Mekayin the Bechol Moedoi. He was ready to be Mevater all of his possessions. He was the Mestapik Bemuet. He was the one of Venosin Lechem Lecho Ubeged Lilboish. We all know the Chazal, which many have difficulty with, and that is in Chumdav Tzadik Aleph, Vayivosa Yaakov Levado Yom Reb Lozer, of course, in Ishtar Alpachim Kitanim, Mikan Le Tzadikim, Shechovev Aleim Memoinam Yoyser Megufam. What does that mean, that their moment is Chovev more than their goof? The Pshar is, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, if somebody's into Ashiris, a dime doesn't mean much. Sometimes even a dollar doesn't mean much. You drop a nickel, it's not going to die sometimes to bend down to pick it up. It doesn't mean much. But a person who understands that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have whatever was given to you for a purpose, then it doesn't make a difference. If it's $10, if it's $5, if it's $1 million, even if it's a Shova Pruta. But that Shova Pruta was given for a reason. In other words, not given for you to save stuff. If the idea is to save, it's not going to save a penny. But if the idea was given to you to use it, to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zavadeh, Memoinim Chavalam Yoyser Megufa mean to say is that they don't spare any tircha to go back, to utilize that moment which was bashert for them, which belongs to them, because that is also a kli to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memoinim is a kli sharis. But that's only if you're not into Tanuga Olam Hazeh. If a person is in Tanuga Olam Hazeh, Pachim Ketan don't need much. What am I going to do with Pachim Ketanim? It's a Kedai. But if everything that I have is to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Arizal says at Beferish, Arizal says, that was the idea with Yaakov and Esau, the Arizal says, Vayovi Kishimoi, what does the Gemara say? Malamud, that what? That Shehel Ovak Ragleim at Kisei HaKovet. That the dust of the earth, they kicked dust up until the Kisei HaKovet. But my naf given how high the dust went. Beautiful sefer. Many of you may have heard of it, seen a lot of the Torah, called Ber Yosef. Ber Yosef brings there, he says, Yaakov and Esau were arguing, simple things like dust, he says, does the Kisei HaKovet have a shaykes with? Is there a Hashgacha Pratis even on something as minimal as dust? The Sashal Esau says, it's Narishkeiten. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if anything, Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the big things, not involved in the little things. Shehelu Ovak Ragleim at Kisei HaKovet, they were fighting that even Ovak Ragleim had the Shaykhus the Kisei HaKovet. Everything that's given to you in a Shemaim was given to you for a purpose. That's Yaakov Avinu. Shechozar al Pachim Ketanim. So now, Rabbi, so we can understand what we started with. Ramban's words, listen to Ramban's words in Parashat Vayechi. Chashmenoyim hoyu chaside elyon. Gewaldige mention. Chashmenoyim, says Ramban, Chashmenoyim hoye chaside elyoin, vilemole heim nishtakcha toira mi Yisrael. Ramban gives them a title. Rabbi said, what does a chosid mean now? Ramban said they were chaside elyoin. What is a chosid? A chosid does not mean that you follow the derech HaBaal Shem. For example, if you look in the titles of the goyin, who is on the opposite side of the matbeya, hagoyin achosid. Everywhere. Rabbeinu Yoina Rishon, right? Was known halachosid. Rabbeinu Yoina. How do you define a chosid? What's a chosid? Says the Ramchal and Mesil Sishor and Mishayrish HaChasidus. He says, Ashrei Yodam Shamola B'Toyre, Voice of Nachas Ruach LeYoyisroi. And he goes on to point out, said Ramchal, that the Pshar is a person who understands that whatever he is given Olam Hazeh is to utilize it and to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to recognize that everything is given to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chosid is someone who is Mamayis and Tanuga Olam Hazeh. That's what comes out from Ramchal. And that is, Oy Bazoy, that's what the Chashmenoim were. Chashmenoim were the Chasidei Elyoy. Chasidei Elyoy, they're Mamayis in Tanuga Olam Hazeh. And Ramchal's Loshen is, and therefore, Ashrei Yodam Shamoloi Betoire. Being that they were Chasidim, that the Lord HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavom b'chol nafshom, Mamela, that's why they were able to be Mashpia, Shaloy Lishkoyach Torah Mishroel. The Yevonim again was Ashkicham Torah Secha, that they should be involved in Tanug Olam Hazeh. That was the Yevonim. But the Chashmonah were the opposite, they were Chasidim Elyoy. Chasidim Elyoy are those that are Faket. Chasidim Elyoy are those that are Mamayas in Tanug Olam Hazeh. Therefore they can save the Torah. Because that's the Tanai. That's the Tanai for Kinyan HaTorah. You can't have Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. You can't have Torah and Olam Hazeh together. So we understand very well what Chazal told us. Yaakov Avinu went back to be Moshe Nefesh for Pachim Ketanim. What Shabbos is Pachim Ketanim? Because Yaakov Avinu serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol mo'odoy at the Baal HaTurim Taras. Yaakov Avinu showed what the purpose is, how to use Olam Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu taught the world that Olam Hazeh is dedicated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that we have. Then you can be an Amoira Torah as Yaakov Avinu was. Chayecho, this lesson, because we know that children, as B'chaim Volozhin says, are Moirish, the Essen, the Pnimius of the Ovis. That Hashkofe was in the genes of Yaakov Avinu. Amela Chayecho, that this gene is going to emerge again at the time of the Chashmonoim, who are also going to have that trait of the same Pachim Kitanim that you, Yaakov Avinu, they're going to have that same trait, Chassid Elyon, as Ramban says. That also understand that Olam Hazeh is only a hachone to be used as a way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can be zeichet the Torah. Chayecha, you're going to have the nest of the Pasch Shemen, which is going to be Hob HaTalia. Because this is essence, the same avoida of Yaakov Avinu that the Chashmonoim had. The emphasis is when you talk about Shemen, Rabbi Isai, to be a Marbetz Torah, you don't have to always be a Rosh Yeshiva. To be a Marbetz Torah, you don't necessarily have to be a Rav, you don't have to... Sanhedrin Tzadik Dalet. Chazal tell us, V'chub al oil mitnei shemen, because Baruch Hu will remove the oil of Sancher because of a little bit of oil. What kind of oil? Sham noy shel cheskiyo shoy doylik bebotik in siyas and bebotim edroshes. In the time of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Shemen was burning throughout the night in order that people should be able to learn Torah. By the way, once somebody said a very good pshat, Harogel ben Er, the Gemara tells us, is heavenly bonim tamid chachomim. This Friday night, every Shabbos Mevorchim, we have a Shabbos Mevorchim tish in the winter nights. And basically, what we do is, we discuss a different Odom Godel, you know, whose yahrzeit was in these days. And we not only discuss what the contribution was that went to the Torah world, but also we actually learn his Torah. We make sheets learning the Torah of the particular Godel. Anyway, so this past Shabbos Mevorchim discussed the Prichodesh. His yahrzeit was Chof Ches Kislev. Anyway, the Prichodesh says something very cute. Harogel ben Er, if you're going to be a Rogel, now the Prichodesh are showing if Ner means Ner Chanukah, I'm sure Rabbi Nachman could be Ner Shabbos too. But Harogel ben Er, if someone's Rogel and Ner Chanukah, so what's your schar? Heavenly Bonim, Tamid Chachom. The Prichodesh says, why give the schar to the children? Why don't you say he becomes a Talmud Chacham? What's up with the kinder? Harogel ben Er, he should become a Talmud Chacham. So the Prichodesh says, keep shootoy. Either he says he's already a Talmud Chacham, so now he needs the bracha for his kids. Or Inami, he doesn't have it in him. There's certain people just, he doesn't have what it takes. He doesn't have what it takes. His children. But I think Ipshuto, Harogel ben Er means that somebody sits by candlelight, push it and sits and learns. That's called Harogel ben Er. Your children see that, they're also going to follow. Heaven above, it's guns push it. It's not a zgula. It's not some zgula. Harogel ben Er, you can have children, Tamir Chacham. It's a mitzias and chinuch. Harogel ben Er. You ruggle right at night, you get up at night, it's dark, and you sit by candlelight and you learn, and you do it not once. A ruggle! This is the regilus. This is the way you conduct yourself. Heavenly bonim tamid chacham. This is the way to be mechanic of children. Your children shall also follow that way. So, sham no shechizkiyo adoylik bebotik nisis ebotim edroshis. Rabbi says, the Gemara says, me also, what did he do? No, the Gemara, no atzcher v'al pesach beis hamedrash. He took a sword, Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, takes the sword, he stands by the door of the base of Medrash, V'omar komisha ein oisik b'teire yedoker b'cherem zeh. Anyone who does not learn Torah should be pierced, should be stuck by the sword. Ein shom b'marsho and all the mefarshim ask. Well, first let's find out, Rabbi, so was he successful or not? The Gemara says, Bodku midon vad Beersheva, v'loimotsu amores. Don is the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Beersheva is on the other side. Imagine the time of Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda did not find an Amoritz. But come give us varan tifre le mosa ish ve isha tinu fe tenaikes. Shva bikim be hilchis tumah ve tahara. Tumah tahara, one of the shverest halakim. Me give us varan tifre, they did not find an ish ve isha cotton. Or tinu fe tenaikes, they were not bucking hilchis tumah ve tahara. Chizke melech Yehuda, it was a melech, and it seems, right? You know, the melech busy, what, with all the politics that the melech is involved in? He puts it aside, he becomes a Rosh Hashi, becomes a Marbis Torah. A melech becomes a Marbis Torah. It means anybody who has a koyach, he used the koyach of Malchus, he was a melech. But anybody else who has a different talent, to use that talent for Abotzis HaTorah. Yeah, it means money also, if that's what you have. But every yid in any way, Shulchan Aruch says, V'men yochel l'ilmod, yaspik lacher l'ilmod. So allow others to learn, enable others to learn. So every yid, chay kol chochom, said Rambam, the lamed is called hatalmidim Torah. So that's a chiv on everybody. Everybody, according to his ability, Feshteitzer. But what did Cheskia do? He took a sword. And what basis is one Chayv Misa for Bittul Torah? As I said, the Mashiach points it out, Sof Kosof, as great as Talmud Torah is, and as terrible the Avera Bittul Torah is, it's only Mitzvah Sase. On a Bittul Mitzvah Sase, Rabbi Yisai, we don't have an Oynish of Misa. No? I think we're speaking very practical. Speaking of Rabbi Yisai, today's time, you go out into the world. You go out into the world, you see all the Ritzicha. You see how society, Mamish today, you could not believe it. What we see what's happening, Mamish on a daily basis. I remember growing up. Yeah, I grew up in the 50s. And reading, you know, a little bit in the history books, you know, the barbarism, you know, that went on, in the 12th century, you know, the 13th century. You say to yourself, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're living in civilized times. These things don't exist. Lamai says the more we're moving in, and the world seems to be getting more civilized with all the universities, we're living in the highest point of civilization, and certainly Khorban Europe, right? We know, we see it's the opposite. We see that if you don't live a life of Torah, you can't even survive sometimes. Ritzicha, wherever you go. You might as well take a knife and stick yourself. You know, you can't survive. You can't survive in this world. Without Torah, Torah is, when we say Kehem Chayen, it's more than just saying in every aspect. You might as well, that's what you're doing. Torah is the survival. It's not a luxury to learn about Torah. It's the essence of our survival. And Amela, today in our times, one does not have to be a philosopher or an intellectual to realize, to recognize that without Torah, we see you have a bankrupt society. You take a look at the Yerida and the moral degradation of the society we live in. So Lamaisa, the pshat is, the Torah is not a luxury, you can't be a yid without it. As a matter of fact, today you see even more, you can't even be a mensch without it. You can't even be a goy without it. Kimola, chomos, ritzicha. There's nothing sacred anymore. The great goy in the Ritbaz. But Lesi Mashast was a psychoshva entertainer who put out the CD. Some Angefallenepis, I don't know, maybe it's going to sell better to have some different Torah based on the CD also. He asked me to record something, a shtickle of our Torah there, cover the Sima Shah. The whole CD was put out of cover the Sima Shah. So I mentioned that Yankee Dov Ritbaz, the one who wrote the Pirush under Yerushalmi, is a Goyin Olam, Mamish Bavli Yerushalmi, literally he knew Baal Peh. Rav Yitzchok Chonon of Kovni, he was a Rav in Slutsk, in Europe, originally. It was Mamish the spoil from him. Later on, ultimately, he was over to Eretz Yisrael. His yeshiva was called Yeshiva Teres Eretz Yisrael in Tzfas. And he was one of the great loichmen for Shemitah. I mean, the Chazoinish later, he was before. Mine was the greatest loichmen on Shemitah, for the preservation of Shemitah. As a matter of fact, when you had the famous situation, there was the Yerushalmi Hamazuyev. The false Yerushalmi, there was somebody who basically was Mazayef Xaviad on Kochim, because we don't have Yerushalmi on Kochim. They came many years ago, in the 20s, came and there was a Yid who claimed that he found an old Ksav Yad was the Yerushalmi and Kochim. I saw a volume of Masechtas Chulin. It's a masterful work. Yeah, in the middle you had the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, and on the side you had a Pirish, something like Rashi, but not Rashi, of course, and then you had on the other side something like Toisus, which was Kashis and Terutzim. This person claimed that the Yerushalmi in the middle, this is the Ksav Yad, and his Pirish was on the right and on the left. Now, it ended up, the whole thing was Mezuyev. There was no Yerushalmi, there was nothing. He himself wrote Rashi, everything. He was like a one-man back, literally everything. He was a, as they say, a master forger. At Kedekach, that he got Haskomis. Look at the volume. Volume still exists. I mean, it's not mass. This volume is going to libraries. The Haskomis from the great Marsham, from other Goenim, even the Chofetz Chaim at the time. So the Chibina Rav, who was one of the Gedoyla Hador, his brother was also, all the brothers, the Chibina Rav and his brothers, Weidenfeld. Their brother was Reb Nochum Weidenfeld, wrote a Shal Sechuvis, Chazoy Nochum. Chazoy Nochum, there's a tshuva, they asked the Chazoy Nochum, what do you think about this new Yerushalmi? So he goes through the tshuva, he sees a lengthy tshuva, and he says, I have a lot of kashas. But at the end of the day, he says, no, so I have kashas. I have kashas on Bavli also. Do I throw out the Bavli? I have kashas. And then he says that, Hai Tana Yerushalmi, Hagoyin Ritbaz, says, could be true. Havlo Befel, Ritbaz would be a bigger expert on Yerushalmi. At the end, they say, some say Rogichover exposed him. Some say it was the Imre Emes, was the big book in Kizviyad. He exposed him. There's a sefer from the Mechaber, the sefer Klei Chemdo, from Chemdo. Rameir Don Plotsky, who wrote a sefer, Shali Shloim Yerushalayim. Mamish, a whole sefer, a whole kuntres, to show, to expose that this Yerushalmi has to be fought. At the end, he was moide. Because he asked him, show us the Ksav Yad. He had no choice. He said, yeah. Finally, he pushed him against the wall, pointed Ksav, so he had it aged. So the Imre Emes had a lot of Kizvi Yad, so he said, this is not a Ksav Yad Yoshon, it's a Miyushon. It was aged, that's what he said. So the Rebaz Lamaisin, the Akdom, the Shal Sechuv, the Rebaz, he came as a first short while he was in Chicago. And there he saw was a Chur Mamish in the late 1800s, early 1900s Mamish, that the Jewish butchers were Machal Shabbos, and Vishtetzach, that the meat that they sold was Mamish, it was the Nevelis of Treifus, and he was Mamish, he was a Kanoi, but you have to be such a big Kanoi for this. He was Mamish fighting it. He saw his hands, as much, he threw up his hands. He's not successful. He says, the only thing Jewish about, he said, the butchers were that he still carried Jewish names. Interesting. He spoke Yiddish. He spoke Yiddish. Machal Shabbos. His name was Mendel. So he says there, he says, Zaymainen, they think, while the heist Mendel, Kemenessen Finzan Fendel. Fendel is a Kli. Mendel Fendel. He says, they think that's it. His name is Mendel, so everything is kosher. So he left it. So he came in New York in 1906 and he gave a drosha in the east side. There's a shul, it's a landmark, it's called the Pike Street Shul. And the Pike Street Shul, he said the following. He said, there used to be a kehillah, he said, years ago, hundreds of years ago. The kehillah, they were known, he says, as mitzvah yidin. Mitzvah yidin means yidin who are not tamid chachomim, but they're very strong in shmiras ha-mitzvahs. Kept Shabbos, taras ha-mishpoche, kashrus. Mitzvah yidin. They were machabe tamid chachomim, but they themselves were not tamid chachomim. So Ritbaz said in America, like he said, over 100 years ago, today, or a Torah yid, or no yid at all. There's no such thing today, he said, as a mitzvah yid. There used to be such a thing, you could be a mitzvah yid, but you're not a Torah yid. Years ago, there was such a concept. You could be a mitzvah yid. Today, there's no such thing as a mitzvah yid. Either you're a Torah yid, or you know yid at all. And explained it. Because it says, ner mitzvah, the Torah or. A mitzvah is like a ner, like a candle. Torah is or, Torah is like a fire. What's the difference between a candle and a fire? So he says, a ner mitzvah. A mitzvah is like a ner. If you want to light a candle is quite able to burn comfortably. You know when? If the windows in the room are closed and the wind is not blowing in. If the candle is insulated, then a candle is able to burn. The moment, he says, you lift up the window, and you allow, right? You allow the wind to come and to blow, it'll snuff out the candle. So he says, ner mitzvah, you want to be a mitzvah yid? Then you have to live like a ner, you have to live in daladamas, you have to live in isolation. You have to make sure that your windows are closed, you're not exposed to the elements, to the world of kfir, to the world of apikursis. He said, but the difference is, that's a candle, but a fire. You can never know from it, but when a house catches on fire and the wind comes, not only is the wind not successful in extinguishing the fire, adrabim, it ravages, it enrages, and the fire is misgabber itself, and burns even stronger. Torah, on the other hand, he says, even if you're involved in an atmosphere where the winds of kfir are blowing, you're exposed to all the elements, but Torah is fire, so the age of Torah is able to be misgabber. Says, it used to be, Amoli used to say you could be a mitzvah yid. Because you were not exposed. You didn't have the radios. You didn't have all the things. You didn't have Mela. But today, everything that a yid finds himself so vulnerable in every area. just walking out of Yudal Ramas, which you see today, I mean, we see 1 hour, a Yid Amol didn't see maybe in a day or a week, so Koponim says, today you have to be Dafke a Toiru Yid. Then Rabbi said, that's the Yisoid. So the great Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Chon of Rocha, the Mechaber of the Sefer Levush Mordechai, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka, he was here in America in 1923. He was here in America in 1923 to raise funds to build the yeshiva in Chevron. We know in Nebuch what happened in 1929, what happened with the yeshiva Bokram over there. So while he was here, many people organized various fundraising meetings, parlor meetings for him on his behalf. In the short time that he was here in America, he was able to get a sense of the community. He was able to get a sense of the community regarding the level of the religious observance and also the Kirk of Tzedakah in the American community at the time. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, they said to him, what do you say to the Jews in America? What do you say about the Jews in America? It's a classic answer. Jews in America, he said, know how to make Kiddush, they don't know how to make Havdalah. They know how to make Kiddush, I see that a lot of them understand what Chizukah is a Torah. Yeah, they'll support Torah. They're making Kiddush. They're doing things that are holy. They'll maybe daven with a minyan. And then maybe they'll be mechaber at Talmud Chacham. So they know how to make Kiddush. But they don't know how to make Havdalah. They don't know how to separate themselves from the American culture. They're involved. And the danger of becoming assimilated in the sviva around them. So on the one hand, yes, they know how to make Kiddush. They know how to do a lot of good things, which are Dvarim and Yonim of Kiddusha. So in Melavada, they know how to make Kiddush. But what's lacking, he said, they don't know how to separate themselves. They don't know how to insulate themselves. They don't know, they have not learned yet how to make Havdalah. I think Rabbi Yisai, that maybe it's not a guzma to say that today maybe things haven't changed all that much. Today, Baruch Hashem, with the thousands and maybe the tens of thousands of our children that are learning Torah in yeshivas and in kollelim, we have learned how to make better Kiddush. Baruch Hashem, there's all the great yeshivas of Torah that we have allowing our children to learn. But we are lacking at the same time very desperately Rabbi Yisai in Havdalah. We're living in a society the secular influences of the street brought in the house. What is the media? What is the reading material? Materialism, the extravagant simchis. Yeah, and also what about modern technology? All of these things, Rabbi Yisai, destroy the Kedushas Habayis. We've learned how to make better Kiddush, but maybe not as much how to make Havdalah. We can conclude. Ramoshe Shmuel Shapiro, Zechon Levracha, Shiva Ber Yaakov, the great Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. The Grizz, the Brisker Rav, from time to time used to go to Switzerland. Otherwise he wouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. From time to time he'd go to Switzerland, possibly for health reasons. He had problem breathing, asthma, fresh air. So, famous Rosh HaKol over there, Bal Chesed Godel, Talmud Chacham, someone who really carried and shouldered the burden of the community. Came to ask the Brisker Rav, this was many years ago, I don't know what his answer would be today, might have been the same, might be different, but it goes back many years ago, time of the Grizz. So he goes and he asked him, he says, Rebbe, he says, I very much would like to leave Switzerland and go and live in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Push it. Too much responsibility. Everybody's throwing responsibility on my shoulders. It's too much. Enough. Many, many years I have already taken the Achrayus of the Kehillah. I'd like to be out of Eretz Yisrael. What does the Rav say? And the Brisker Rav said to him the following. He said, I don't think that at this moment, now, you should move to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because I know that you still have small children in the house. In Chutz Loretz, the house is Mechanech, and in Eretz Yisrael, he said, the gas is Mechanech, the street is Mechanech. There's a certain security, you know, you go to Eretz Yisrael, yeah, you're around Yidden. You say to yourself that automatically, you know, you're insulated. It's okay, no matter where you go, no matter you walk. You don't feel threatened, so you don't put up as much guard. In Chutz Loretz, said the Brisker Rav, the house is Mechanech. In Eretz Yisrael, he said, the street is Mechanech. That's the Chilek. My Rabbi Yisai, I think that maybe that today, in the world of modern technology, I'm afraid that maybe the bias is no longer Mechanech. Because you bring the gas into the house. Bring everything back in. So therefore, the takana therefore is what we learn on Chanukah. The mitzvah of Chanukah, I conclude this time for real. Ner Chanukah is the Ikar Mitzvah, is Ner, right? Should be Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz. In other words, Chanukah is supposed to be placed by the door, which is the opening of the house. Rabbi Sai, why at the door? Why at the door? Because what is a door? What is a door? A door, Rabbi Sai, is a separation between the outside world and the privacy of the home. That's what a door is. That's what a door is. On the one hand, of course, right, we are part of the outside world. We do business. We interact with society. But we dare not allow that the outside influence to penetrate the home. So the door serves as a mechitza between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid. Come Chazal, and Chazal are telling us that without Torah, without Torah, Rabbi Sai, you have no shmire between the outside world and the inside of your house, unless you have the ner is the ner mitzvah v'toyror. Without Torah, you don't have that shmire. That's what the ner is of Pesach Beisoy. If you want the door to be able to serve as a shmire, that the door should serve as a true, to block out the outside influences, you could have a door. It doesn't make any difference. You have to have a ner. You have to have ner, which is the ner mitzvah v'toyror. Therefore, Chazal were misakin that the ner Chanukah is next to the door, because ner Chanukah, that's the Torah. That's the menorah. Roitz shiachkim yadrim, bovabas rochofei. So male without Torah, the Pesach, Rabbi Sai, will not help you, and will not be able to be mavdal from the hashpoas outside. I think when we come, Rabbi Sai, to Zois Chanukah, you know what it is. Adrukeach says, Ein chasidus kitchilosoi. Ein chasidus kitchilosoi. You can see yourself, Rabbi Sai, when something is new, whether it's in Gashmis, and even unfortunately in Ruchnis, you get excited for the very first time. A new car, very much excited. A new watch, maybe, very much excited. But as time goes along, you're no longer excited. It's the same car, just as beautiful as it was the very first day. You can imagine before Chanukah, right? Tremendous excitement lighting that first Ner. Tremendous excitement. Second day, a little bit schwacher, maybe still. Third, fourth, fifth day. By the time you get to the last day, it's not the same anymore. You can already see yourself leaving. The Rekeach says, Ein chasidus kitchilosoi. There's no madreg of chasidus as great as the beginning. The beginnings always have a tremendous varmkeit, a tremendous bren. The hope is, though, Rabbi Sai, that if you want to know what Chanukah meant to you, if you took anything out of Chanukah, look at how your last day looks and feels. What's your attitude to the last day? Are you saying, okay, Baruch Hashem, fine, good, we had 8 days, very good, over. Or maybe the last day of Chanukah, mamish remains engraved, mamish like it was the very first day. The 8 days called Zois Chanukah. That tells you what Chanukah is all about. That's the test. If you want to know what Chanukah meant to you, if you want to know what Chanukah did to you, look at the last day. See what your attitude is toward the last day, because that defines your whole Chanukah. Because had you had a higher, a more pure Chanukah experience, your last day would look different. So truly to define, to understand what Chanukah was, what you accomplished, that Zois Chanukah, that's that last day. That last day, the Hanhoga, the Hargosha that you have, that is really the essence of what Chanukah is all about. Because Baruch Hu should give us the opportunity, should be Zoyche, to all the Ramazim that were said about Chanukah, Ner Mitzvah V'Toyra Or, should be Zoyche, Arog L'Bener, Heavenly Bonim, Tamir Chachomim, and maybe ourselves also a little bit more, should be Zoyche to all the Brachas Amuras B'Toyra, Orech Yomim B'Yaminoi, B'Smoiloi Shevechoved, and, as the B'nai Soscha says, Orachti Ner L'Mshichi, we should be Zoyche to Oresh L'Mashiach B'Mher B'Menu, Amen. Amen.